This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
U.S. Representative Ron Kind has won a dozen elections for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, holding the seat for Democrats since 1997. But 4 years ago, President Donald Trump won Kind's district, leading some to wonder whether the area was changing politically. Wisconsin Public Radio's Hope Kerwin reports on the fight for the 3rd District between Kind and Republican Derek Van Orden.
You can learn a lot about Ron Kind's politics and his district from watching his campaign ads. In one, the La Crosse Democrat appears in camo, carrying a hunting rifle.
He's a sportsman, a dad, and a lifelong Packers fan. Ron grew up the Wisconsin way.
In another, Kind and his wife stand in front of a church.
As we battle this coronavirus, we know our family and our faith will sustain us.
Political scientist Joe Heim from the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse says this has been Kind's strategy throughout his time in office, appeal to both liberal and conservative voters in an area that's had a history of being a swing district.
He is probably one of the types of Democrats that is most difficult to defeat in western Wisconsin. He's not a strong liberal. He's had a record over the years of being a moderate.
If Kind sounds different than other Democrats, it could be because there are parts of the 3rd Congressional District that are up for grabs, with voters willing to split their tickets. Heim points to 2018, when voters in the largely rural Buffalo County supported former Republican Governor Scott Walker with 58% of the vote. That same year, Kind won his election with 56% of the vote.
I just think that party means a little less in the western Wisconsin than it does maybe in the eastern part of the state.
Kind regularly drives this idea home. After more than 20 years representing the district, he says he still thinks voters are looking for a representative who will reach across the aisle instead of following the party line.
They're disturbed as I am, given the intense polarization and how hyper-partisan everything has become.
Kind says some of his best friends are Republicans. He says he doesn't view political opponents as enemies. That's not to say Kind's district is always looking for someone who wants to keep the political peace. In 2016, the district supported President Donald Trump, who campaigned on his combative style and a pledge to drain the swamp. Trump's performance in western Wisconsin exceeded expectations for Republicans, who didn't even field a candidate to run against Kind that year. Kind's challenger in this year's election, Republican newcomer Derek Van Orden, has embraced Trump and argues voters in the 3rd Congressional District are looking for a new kind of representative.
Ron Kind understands that he's going to be unemployed next year because the people in the 3rd District of the state of Wisconsin actually want someone that's going to represent them. And he simply has lost his way.
Van Orden is a retired Navy SEAL and owns a small hobby farm in Hager City. He's never held political office, but he says he was called to run for the seat when Kind voted in favor of impeaching the president. Van Orden has characterized the race as a choice between liberal elitists like Kind and someone like Trump. Trump himself endorsed Van Orden during a recent campaign rally in Wisconsin.
I hear good things, Derek. Got my total support. I hear very good things.
Van Orden has also received help from a national conservative group, which recently launched attack ads against Kind in local TV markets. David Wasserman from the Cook Political Report says that's a telling sign.
The fact that Republican groups in Washington are investing in the race for the first time in decades shows you that this is a more competitive race than any that Kind has faced, at least under the current redistricting lines.
Wasserman says Kind's biggest vulnerability this year could simply be the fact that he spent so many years in office. Still, he says Kind is considered the favorite in the race. Both Wasserman and Heim agree the race will come down to whether the district turns out for Trump again, and if that momentum for an outsider candidate will be enough to overcome the area's historical preference for a moderate. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.